This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back on No Filter Friday. And, you know, folks, Miss Portia Pollack was tragically killed while getting ready to leave home to go to work. This is an occurrence familiar to us all, right? One has to wonder and ask, why did this happen? Simply put, let's just go right to the point. The criminal justice system, specifically Judge Angel Harris, let Portia Pollack and her family down, as well as the community. You, me, all of us. Miss Pollack's killer, Brian Andre, was awaiting trial in jail for two counts of armed robbery and two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Andre's bond was set at $245,000 on the four charges. So while Andre was in jail, a detainer also had been placed on him for possession of stolen things out of Jefferson Parish. He was found to be driving a stolen car, frolicking around, compromising the safety and security of our communities. But wait, hold on, believe it or not, there is more. This is just the information that's relevant to this asinine decision that was made by Judge Angel Harris. Before this series of criminal events started, killer Brian Andre was out of jail, on bond for a crack cocaine possession charge, which he was due to appear in court, in fact, just next week. So there it is, the information available. And before Judge Angel Harris describing the conduct, the quality of the character, and the likelihood of reoffending by this killer, Brian Andre. And this is just like a 6 month or so window. However, if we were to look just a little further back, we would find that killer Brian Andre's record would reveal a diverse repertoire of criminal conduct going back to his first year of majority. Yeah, you heard me right. Going back to the first year that he reached adulthood, he's 47, is how far back. And that's all that's available to us as members of the public, because I would remind you that his juvenile record is sealed. So there may be more. We don't know. The judge could know, but we don't. So why reduce Brian Andre's bond? What was the exigency? What was the necessity to do so? I fully understand that the defense lawyer goes in with the bond reduction. That's their job, to, you know, work in the best interest of their client. And obviously the best interest of the client is to get him out of jail. It doesn't mean that the judge has to receive this motion. The judge has to look at it, contemplate it, but hopefully, I doubt it, the judge took some time to look at the quality of the character of this defendant and what this defendant was up to at this point in time, because had she taken 3 to 4 or 5 minutes to do so, she would have recognized that this is not the guy to go back out on the streets of the city of New Orleans. The judge was quoted last night, I think WDSU TV, and said that She gave him the opportunity to attend a drug rehab program. That's why she reduced the bond. Why are we contemplating giving him opportunities? What opportunities did he give to his victims? Like zero, nada, nothing. Why are we concerned about that? This is our elected representative. Can you believe? I mean, the audacity for her to make that statement. But this is our elected representative. I guess we should all be proud. Because I would simply ask, who is the next Brian Andre? Because you know these defense lawyers are going to come back into this court and ask for other bond reduction hearings. This DA, Jason Williams, says that he's not going to oppose him. So he's not standing up for you as your community representative. You've got the defense lawyer standing up for the criminals. You've got no one standing up for you. The judge, obviously, is of a progressive mindset. She lived here a grand total of about 14 months before she got elected to this position. Be proud. We elected him. Now we're stuck for another 6 years. So I ask you, what we ought to really be concerned of is that we've got a jailhouse full of Brian Andres. Full of them. So who's next? Who's the next Brian Andre that Judge Angel Harris is going to reduce the bond on? An armed robbery charge with a bond of $25,000. Because we're worried about giving Brian Andre yet another opportunity, who has been in and out of jail since he reached the age of majority. This should be of heightened concern to us, but not you. You should not be of a heightened concern to Judge Angel Harris, nor to the DA, for not wanting to show up in these bond reduction hearings and maybe standing up for you, who cast a vote for him, to look out for the best interests of you. So be proud. Be careful what you ask for, because you just got it. If I sound a little irritated, if I sound a little aggravated, you want to know why? I suffer with this affliction. I actually give a damn. I have that affliction. I care. I know what the downstream detrimental implications are going to be of each and every one of these decisions. I've lived it my entire adult life. I've seen the sorrow. I've felt the burden day in and day out. I don't know how much sleep Judge Angel Harris was losing by simply leaving this criminal thug, Brian Andre, in jail awaiting trial. If she's worried about drug rehab, the best place for him to out is in jail. That would be a start. Why would we want to rush to judgment and get him out of there? Well, if she was losing sleep, worrying about him being in jail, in light of this senseless, tragic killing, all I can tell you, folks, may she never sleep again. May she never sleep again. Because you and I and the rest of us has no one looking out for our interest. And all I can say is shame. Shame, shame, shame. Because from what I'm hearing from folks about Miss Portia Pollack, may she rest in peace, was that she was a beautiful woman. The picture that I saw of her, she had a beautiful smile, a contributing member to our society, an influencer, a culture bearer in our society, a woman doing the right thing each and every day, making a difference in our communities. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no one looking out for our interest. We'll be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'd love to hear from you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.